This kind of feeling of this whole group that you have was born in a cab. Probably the second most important thing ever born in a cab, aside from kids, would be the Manhattan Transfer. You're a cab driver in New York City, right?
I drove a cab when I was trying to get my career off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to do something that couldn't commit me so much to time. I mean, when I got out of college, I worked in, I was, you know that show Mad Men on TV?
Oh, watch it all the time. Are you kidding? It's great.
Well, I did that. I lived that. I lived that experience. I did that.
That's right. You had a background in marketing and research, correct?
Yeah. I worked for an ad agency, and it's interesting because in Mad Men, one of the young guys he said one night, you know, he made some kind of comment. He says, "Wow, he says I'm making $75 a week." And when I started out working for SSC&B. That's now called Lintas. Now it's the largest ad agency in the world, but I think it was like the 12th ranked ad agency in Billings in the world at the time when I went to work for them. And I started out making $75 a week, and I thought, you know, I really did that.
Right. You weren't Roger Sterling, that's one thing for sure.
No. No. I was just a young kid. I was, you know, and I was, and it was very glamorous to me. I just thought it was, you know, it's very, very fascinating, right. But it's not really what I wanted. Deep down inside, I really wanted to do what I'm doing.
Right.
And so by the time I was, when I was 27, I just said, you know, I'm getting too good at this, and I better get out, because if I don't, I may not be able to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because I was single, I was still single, and that was good, you know, but if you get, you know, you get too many commitments, you know, in a certain direction, you know, you can't, it's hard to get out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I was still single. I was, you know, didn't matter. I mean, if I was making a lot of money, if I was broke, didn't matter, because I just had to answer to myself. So when I was 27, I just said, this is not what I want to do, and I bailed.